Well, I suppose no surprise here, but here we go. Leaked information from these secret Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade negotiations suggests the United States is refusing to slash its agricultural tariffs and import quotas. Now, we've been told for weeks that this free trade deal, which will include Australia and 11 other countries, representing 40% of the world's economy, is almost concluded. The suggestion is the only remaining hurdle is Barack Obama's so-called Fast Track Trade Authority bill, which is yet to be passed by the US Congress. It will prevent Congress, cop this, from later amending any free trade agreement signed by the Obama administration, locking everybody in forever. So do you mean to tell me that Australia has got to this point in the negotiations, the home straight, with no agreement from the United States to open its markets to our agricultural products? How is this proposed trade agreement of any benefit to us if it doesn't include that? Surely Australia would have walked out of these negotiations months ago if there was any inkling that US agriculture tariffs and import quotas were non-negotiable. We already have a bilateral free trade agreement with the United States, which excludes sugar and imposes restrictions on how much beef and dairy we can export to the United States. Don't tell me we're now negotiating to open up our markets even more with no US reciprocation. I've said a million times, free trade may sound like a good idea, but if it's not in our national interest, forget it.